An article from the Southwark News from July the 21st. This is about the East Dulwich area. The headline is, Old Cemetery May Be Reused, But Residents Opposed. Families have united in horror against council's plans to bury bodies just metres from the bottom of their gardens. With grave space fast running out, Southwark Council approved a short-term plan in March to start reusing old graveyards around the borough. However, residents living in Rydale, who have gardens backing onto a long-disused cemetery, Camberwell Old, say they were disgusted when council diggers left gaping holes in the old graveyard. They were even more dismayed to discover that fresh corpses might be buried just yards from their fences. The council says that, as the 8-year plan was approved at a public meeting, it had no obligation to consult the residents. However, mother of two, Joanne Hughes, spokesperson for the local residents, told the news it had caused massive upset. She said, "We woke yesterday to the noise of the diggers. It's very upsetting that they're disturbing old graves, and then we found out from the workmen that they're testing the ground to use it for a new burial site. Some of the holes are right outside our garden up a slope. It may be an old cemetery by law, but it's so inappropriate. What if there's a runoff from the new graves into our gardens? Or if there are funerals going on over the fence while we're out in the garden having a barbecue? We weren't consulted or notified about this at all. It's completely inadequate." Other residents have been concerned about the effect on house prices on the street. Joanne's neighbour, Mario's Mankow, said, "We've only just moved in a couple of months ago, so we were shocked to see this taking place. This is an old cemetery and of course it needs to be respected, but residents should be respected too." A spokesperson for Southwark Council explained that the digging was a trial to test whether soil was suitable as a burial site as part of a short-term solution to the grave shortage signed off in March. He added that the test digging was now complete and that a consultation on a long-term solution to the grave shortage was due to commence soon, with notices in the council publication Southwark Life and online.